WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 42 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. One person is dead and three are in the hospital following a crash in West Bryan. Police report the person who died, 21-year-old Robert Lucas Collins of Bryan, was a backseat passenger in a pickup that rolled on Traditions Drive near Harvey Mitchell Parkway. The 18-year-old male driver and a 19-year-old female passenger were admitted to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A 22-year-old male passenger was admitted with serious injuries. According to the BPD news release, the truck was going at a high rate of speed when the driver lost control. Bryan Police has announced an arrest in the death of a local woman who died after being struck by a vehicle 2 weeks ago.
According to the arrest report, 47-year-old Leroy Conaway Jr. of Bryan told police he did not check what he struck before sunrise on January 14th while driving his mother's pickup on Highway 21 east of the freeway in the Castle Heights neighborhood. Conaway is accused of leaving the scene without rendering aid to the victim, Geneva Serna of Bryan. According to the arrest report, investigators found the truck they believe matches blue paint and headlight fragments where Serna was struck. Conaway told detectives he knew why they wanted to talk with him after seeing Facebook posts about a woman who was struck and killed. Conaway also said he had drank 3 or 4 shots of liquor and 3 or 4 beers prior to hitting Serna. Conaway was arrested for causing an accident involving death, is out of jail after posting a $30,000 bond. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City Council is holding a special meeting this afternoon to consider extending a deadline for an economic development project approved in December of 2015 in the downtown north area. The developer of Jordan Center is asking for another 6 months to get permits on the $28 million project in exchange for building 130 apartments and new retail space along with renovating the former Kimball Feed building. The developer will receive a rebate on more than $1 million in city property taxes and a waiver of $75,000 in city fees. Sometime down the road, pun intended, there will be an interstate highway running through Brazos County. The timetable is still being determined by the Texas Department of Transportation, which has announced the official designation of Interstate 14 from I-35 in Belton West to Coppers Cove. I-14 is designed to follow the path of Highway 190 in order to improve mobility between Fort Bliss, Fort Hood, and Fort Polk. A Bryan woman is out of jail on bond after she was arrested for taking more than $8,000 from a former employer. 31-year-old Dina Gongora is accused of the theft from a College Station salon between May of 2014 and January of 2015. According to the arrest report, she padded the number of hours she worked to help pay for child custody problems that she was having. A Brazos County District Court jury has found a Bryan man guilty of 2 armed robberies in Bryan that took place in 10 minutes 2.5 years ago. The district attorney's office says 32-year-old DeAndrea Phillips was sentenced to 60 years by the judge. A co-defendant, 29-year-old Catrell Lindsay of Brenham, remains in the Brazos County Jail. The pair was arrested following a high-speed chase that ended in Curtin involving ground and aerial pursuit. Neither victim was injured. Move over, Chloe. It's Riley's time to shine.
The number one top name was Riley. Number two was tied with Emma and Avery. And then number three, there was a tie as well, Olivia and Sophia.
Yvette Delatorre, College Station's deputy local registrar, says the most popular girl baby names for 2016 are completely different than the year before, with Chloe, Adeline, and Madison disappearing from the top picks. As for the boys, 2016's top pick was Aiden, which merely flip-flopped with Jackson, 2015's most popular name. Overall, 2,370 babies were born in College Station in 2016, a slight decrease from the year before. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 42 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
BCR Realtors was extremely helpful in helping me find my first home. Due to my unorthodox schedule and my long work hours, my realtor was able to meet me after hours and on weekends, which was crucial to my success. You can tell the folks that BCR Realtors really enjoy helping people and went the extra mile to answer any questions that I had. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
let's do some weather, shall we? It's 8:10. Weather's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure, sunshine, temperatures on the mild side. That's the story for today. All in all, a pretty nice late January day, 70 to 75 today. Clear through the overnight, 45 to 50. Tomorrow should be sunny and mild as well. Temperatures 70 to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy with lows anywhere from 50 to 55. Then we're partly sunny during Wednesday. Highs on Wednesday around 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Okay, guys, what's a spin instructor? What does that mean?
You know, like a cycling class.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Spin is also what it goes by. The name of the class is a spin class.
Gotcha.
So a spin instructor.
Okay. Well, so let me see. We've got the Air Force has decided that the Air Force has a perfect opportunity for you. TMZ.com reports Patrick Air Base in Florida is hiring a spin instructor.
Ooh.
That can teach two classes per day,
mm-hmm.
2 days per week throughout the year. That's a deal, I guess. And then you become part of the military, huh?
Oh.
Is that how that works?
Okay,
so
sure.
Got that going on for you.
Yeah, it's great cardio.
Yeah. Yep, sure. Trickiest tongue twister. You ready? The trickiest tongue twister.
Ready.
Tongue twister is a phrase, of course, which is difficult to say, especially when repeated multiple times in rapid succession. In 2013... a team of researchers at MIT decided to find the hardest tongue twister, and they succeeded.
Why?
Okay.
Don't people at MIT have better things to do,
yeah.
better things to research?
And again, someone
where's the
paid
funding?
For this.
Yeah, where's the funding from this coming from?
I could go to MIT and research that.
Right. Now, the thing that's interesting is, though, this is a meaningless phrase.
Okay.
And they say the reason is the study had a more serious mission. The
Sounds
lead researcher
like it.
Was a psychologist from MIT who studies how brain glitches manifest in our speech or how that happens.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
See, yeah, I agree. If it doesn't mean something, how is it considered a tongue twister?
Pad kid poured, what is it?
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. That's not that hard.
I don't think it
That's
is either.
That's not that hard.
Yeah. So there.
So a nonsensical phrase. One, by the way, that I've heard before as a tongue twister.
Okay.
Two, it's one that's not very hard. And three, somebody spent money to have MIT geniuses figure this
Seems
out.
Seems like they might have been able to help us out in another way. But,
yeah.
Nonetheless, okay. So.
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Not
thank
hard.
Thank you. There
Good
you
job,
are.
Brad.
Got it done. It's done. So here we go. It's time for the other thing besides the golf tournament.
Oh,
that's right. It's,
that other thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the large game. It's the game of largeness. So when the Patriots and the Falcons meet in the thing, there will be approximately 120 footballs. All of them have been produced by Wilson Sports Company at its plant in Ada, Ohio, using leather from the Horween Leather Company in Chicago, just like every other Super Bowl dating back to the very first one way back in 1967. That's annoying.
But the question is,
yeah.
are they deflated?
Oh, and I think they probably will have that'll be taken
probably.
Care of. Probably. The hides used by the Horween family are heavy native steer, not cowhide or pig skins. Again, as we found out last week, pigs do far more for us than footballs.
So right.
Even though they call it pig skin, you know what I'm saying? Many hides come from ranches in Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska. The family also produces leather for other football manufacturers like Nike, Under Armour, and Adidas. Four panels on the game ball, and each of the 250 stitches hold them together, is done by hand.
I'm surprised PETA hasn't been all over this already.
You know,
right?
That's true. Each team receives 108 footballs within 48 hours of the conference championship games, half to use in practice, half in the game. That gives equipment managers and players time to break them in.
Mm-hmm.
Official balls have been carried and thrown or returned 32,341 yards in football history for the Super Bowl. Great. That's the equivalent of 18 miles.
Some great ball history right there.
And they've scored 2,298 points, so they.
Woo!
And counting.
Yeah, they'll probably
score more. Some more.
Hey, how is there a difference between cow skin and steer skin? Is this the castration process?
Yeah, well, you know, that's interesting. I don't know. I'm not sure how that
would
work. I
bet one of our listeners knows.
There's probably a listener out there who would know that.
Maybe the extra testosterone
could
makes some
different not sure.
skin.
All right, let me see. So do you want to do things you should never share on social media or how to survive the supermarket shopping with kids?
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Kind of the way I felt about it, too.
I could benefit more from the social media posting I don't have any children.
I understand. And actually, there's some common sense in both of the stories.
Okay.
So we'll just lay it out for you.
All right.
Three things to never share on social media. Number one, driver license details.
Duh.
Yeah. Some users. Okay.
I've heard this. Go ahead, though.
Some users are stupid enough to be tempted to post their first driver license pictures on social media so they can boast about the accomplishment or to laugh about the photo and how silly it is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and forget how easy it is for hackers.
Yep.
Thieves to steal your identity.
Got your number right there. Got your birth date right there.
Everything.
Got the picture right there. Yep, they can copy it. All right. Vacation itinerary and location data. While you'd love to share those pictures, make sure that there's somebody back home taking care of what's going on. Okay.
Yep.
Bank account bank account information. Really? We have to tell you that. Oh.
Ouch.
Posting any kind of financial information in a public space could perpetrate fraud. Imagine that.
Duh.
Although
Look at my first paycheck, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Although some people might use social media to post that first paycheck from that new job and their excitement, they should not display the image of their paycheck. It contains the bank account information.
And no one needs to know how much you're making.
They really don't. They really, really don't. Yep. But as recently as 2 years ago, law enforcement authorities charged a huge identity theft ring that looked for victims' financial records via Instagram postings of paychecks. So it's not like it's not happening today. Somebody's going to do all of those things today, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Yep.
Just it's real. Just because you know something, it doesn't mean you have to tell anybody.
Okay.
It's 8:17. So police say that Dennis Sayers was driving 40 miles an hour in a 30-mile zone. But when Dennis showed up at court to fight the $15 ticket.
Wow.
Golly, bring it on.
A lot of effort to fight a ticket.
Reportedly explained he was not traveling that fast. According to court records, he explained that a deer could have been passing nearby at 40 miles an hour, causing the police radar to make an error. Unfortunately for him, the judge upheld the fine. It's worth noting, though, that deer can't actually run 40 miles an hour. I don't know if you know that or not. I know it's a small detail that they're not physically capable of doing it, but one more thing. So scratch the, it was a deer off. Make sure that doesn't
happen. Someone did text in about the steer versus cow hides.
See?
And word for word, this is what it says.
Okay.
Think of grandma's bra versus a six-pack ab.
Okay. All right.
All right.
So steer hides are going to be a little bit stronger and tougher, I think, than the cow hides.
Thank you, Texter, for doing that in a way that we could put that on the radio.
I appreciate it. We also had someone text in that said Anna Nicole Smith, we talked about her earlier being from Mahia.
Yeah.
She worked at Jim's Fried Chicken.
Oh.
Dairy Queen is the punchline of the Paul Harvey Mahia joke.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much. All right, so at where? Jim's Fried Chicken?
Jim's Fried Chicken.
Oh.
Excellent. Glad to know that now. All right, it's 8:19.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Another computer snafu has tripped up thousands of Delta flyers. The carrier says a systems outage caused departure delays and about 170 cancellations last night, and 80 more flights have been canceled today. Additional cancellations today are also possible. The immigration cutback implemented by President Trump may affect what you do online and what happens to your high-tech gear. year. The reason? The U.S. tech industry relies heavily on foreign engineers and other technical experts for a lot of its workforce. Apple CEO Tim Cook has already written a memo to employees about the Trump ban, saying it's not a policy we support. Cook's memo adds the company has reached out to the White House to express its opposition. Google and other big names in the tech world have similar concerns. Executives at energy companies would like to put 2016 in the rearview mirror. Analysts forecast energy companies will report an 82% decline in profit for the year. That would mark the largest full-year profit decline for the S&P 500 sector since 2008. And that's your money now.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get an 80-foot by 150-foot building for under $99,000. That's right, 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
There you go, Infomaniacs 821. Jim's Fried Chicken is apparently the best. The best. It's in Mejia, which is, I just looked it up because I can, 87.7 miles from where we are right
all
now.
All right.
Ah. Yeah.
And so. Anna Nicole Smith worked there.
Yeah. So there. Wonder if they have pictures up. Just saying.
Maybe.
Claim to fame,
yeah.
I would.
Well, a caller said, you know, it was really good, and I said, well, the next time I'm in the neighborhood. But he said, no, it's actually worth going.
Making
just,
a special
just,
trip.
87
cause.
Miles?
Yeah, just cause.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway, well, you know, you get to go through Cossey if you drive that way. So that'd be fun. But just. All right, here we go. How to survive the supermarket when you're shopping with kiddos. Oh, and by the way, the bit of info today was what? What were we doing?
It was about the Oreo beer.
Oreo beer, which sounded so good.
Sounded delicious.
I'm not going to go to
you too. Come on.
I'm not going to go to Virginia to get it.
No, and that was the unfortunate part, but.
Well, do they have it in bottles, or is it just draft?
You have to get it at the brewery.
Yeah. But, hey, there's a few local breweries around town.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess you could
ideas
make the
suggestion. Ideas out there.
You could use Hydrox if you can't get the Oreo, okay?
I just don't know. And that's fine. I'll do a heavier beer. I'll do that sometimes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know that I want a chocolate aftertaste.
Oh, I like that. No, I like that coffee taste. Oh, yeah.
And of course, that's the deal. That's why they do that kind of stuff, because there are people who do like that.
Yeah.
And generally, Americans are beer wusses. We know that. They usually think, oh, look, it's so clear.
It's so light.
Yeah,
it tastes like water.
Yeah, exactly.
I like a fine scotch and a thick beer.
And that's fine. You know, just if you got to spoon it out of the glass, I guess
motor
that's probably
oil.
Okay. Oh. So Rachel Legions, principal of PS 106 in Queens, New York, wanted her school to get a perfect review when the superintendent came to visit.
We totally skipped the supermarket story.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, I'll come back. All right, here we go. Because I hate to give anybody ideas.
We went from grocery store to beer and then just whoop.
And then boom, there we go. We're going. It's never happened before, ever.
I know, never happened before.
All right, so don't go shopping hungry. That applies to you as well as your kids.
Oh, yeah.
Just avoid the candy aisle, which is difficult because with Valentine's Day, there's like four aisles
it's
of
everywhere.
Candy now.
Yep. Yeah.
What did I see the other day? Hershey's has come out with these layered candy bars or something.
Okay.
And they have, you know, cookie. They have chocolate and cookie, then some sort of a flavoring, and then chocolate again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After the first bite, what are you going to do with the rest of it?
Exactly.
All right. Anyway, so avoid the cereal aisle. Order it online. No.
What?
Or buy it when you pop in for your midweek to restock on milk or eggs.
No, you can't have it.
Oh, now, Chelsea, if you do that, then your kids will think that you hate them and you can never be their best friends.
Oh.
Yeah.
Welcome to parenting, people.
That's right. Parenting is what it's all about. Now, if the kids are a bit older, give them a challenge like who can spot the wheat thins first? Or who can find the cheese or whatever else is on your shopping list.
I don't know, Mom, but here are the Oreos.
Well, All right, now, do that only if they are with you. Do not let your children run wild through the store, as I experienced 2 days ago.
Yeah, it's not a scavenger hunt.
Exactly, yelling, I found him over here! Or they find him and run back to you to report
where
they are.
Clean up on aisle 17.
Yes. I'm telling you, it's true. Park your cart in the middle of the aisle so your kids aren't close to the walls of temptation.
Oh, but you just block all other traffic trying to get through
that.
The aisles.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That and going the wrong way. Yeah. No, get on the right. We're in America. Yeah. If you want to get something from over there,
we drive on the right side of the aisle.
Put the cart on the right side and walk across the aisle. Don't bring yours over there. Because then you got other people going in the motorized ones, and that causes a whole different
don't
problem.
Don't park in the middle. Don't.
Do not.
Whatever you do. Yeah, I honestly don't care which side you're on, as long as you're not right in the middle.
Okay.
Give me some space.
At checkout, occupy those little fingers. If they get a bit older, you could ask them to hold some of the groceries. Now, that's a pretty good idea. Here, baby, hold the lettuce while we check out.
Yeah, until you get out of the store and realize what they're holding never got scanned.
Yeah, true.
I've stolen things before that.
I didn't mean to. I was just holding on to it.
Yeah, and then try teaching your kid that lesson.
That little tray on the bottom of the cart, you accidentally forget something on there.
Until
you get to your car and you're like,
There's that. Remind them that if they keep their hands in the cart during the checkout, they can have an extra 15 minutes of screen time when you get home. This is not real. This is just, almost like fake news.
Yeah.
This is...
if things go wrong, keep calm and carry on. Don't worry what other people are saying and ignore their stares. No. You need to tell your child that they're misbehaving. You really, really do.
Just ignore it. No one else is in the store.
Yeah, and don't give in to them either, because all that will do is make them remember it.
Mm-hmm.
I have to cry to get what I want.
It's like training your dog, okay? You know how to train your dog, you train your children the same way.
I'm with you on this one, Scott. I think we're looking at...
Fake news.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Well, at least we can see it and we know it.
Yep.
Got a story on
called
that.
Called out.
We may get, they say that there is a way to almost like a vaccine protect yourself from fake news. We'll see about that. We may try today or tomorrow.
Move-in season, holiday season, vacation season, no matter the reason, no matter the season, Molly Maid of BCS has you covered. Deep cleaning, light cleaning, regular or occasional, Molly Maid can be trusted to take care of your home. Call us today to find out how easy it is to leave your worries behind and start trusting the pros at Molly Maid. 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Or check us out at mollymaid.com.
Girls and Bias. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Before their seventh birthday, girls already start believing the stereotype that boys are brainier, which could decrease their likelihood of pursuing fields like science and engineering. University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign researcher Lynn Behan and her colleagues report in Science magazine that 5-year-old girls associate extreme smarts with females most of the time. But after they turn 6, their views, along with their interests, have shifted.
We ask boys and girls if they would like to play a game for kids who are really, really smart. And girls became less interested in it compared to boys at the age of 6 and 7.
This despite doing better than boys in school. Behan says emphasizing hard work rather than raw genius could encourage more girls to stick with challenging subjects and benefit boys as well. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Reliable and dependable equipment is essential to landowners. When working the land, knowing you have a 5-year powertrain warranty standing behind you gives you your peace of mind. The 45-horsepower tractor from John Deere at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment will clear fields, move bales, grade roads, and stand the test of time with a 5-year powertrain warranty. Now, it's more affordable than ever with payments as low as $159 a month. Stop by the Sioux Falls Prater nearest you or cptractor.com for more information. Some residency restriction may apply and subject to approved credit.
Maybe you got a new dog for Christmas. Maybe you gave a loved one a brand new puppy or dog. Don't forget the most important part about your relationship with your dog. That is the training. There is no relationship better than you can have with a fully trained dog. It's a life with your pet as opposed to a life about controlling your pet. Sit Means Sit is who you need to talk to. They've got packages for everybody. No matter what, they have the options for you. And I can tell you personally, they work. Check them out. SitMeansSit.com.
President Trump is shocking Washington, and everyone is talking about David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda. It reveals Trump's secret plan to save America. Rush Limbaugh says you need to read Big Agenda, a number one Amazon bestseller. The media hates this book. Help President Trump today. Arm yourself with Big Agenda in bookstores everywhere, or get it with our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
I've spoken a lot in the past 6 months about Yahoo. Investors, tech insiders, and especially Verizon's board of directors are left scratching their heads over the company's gross mismanagement. Until now. Kim Commando with your Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. After finally revealing the world's biggest security blunder, releasing personal data on over a billion people, Marissa Mayer and Yahoo senior management remain completely uncaring and aloof. As it turns out, within the Verizon deal, Yahoo executives tucked a bit of that $4.8 billion away for themselves. If the company is sold, and if they get fired in the process, something known as the double trigger activates, and all of Yahoo's employees get big bonuses. And so, as the Verizon-Yahoo deal grinds along, and the Security and Exchange Commission looks for criminal wrongdoing, Yahoo simply doesn't care. It doesn't have to. Get all the breaking tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. You really need to check this out. Epson's revolutionary EcoTang printers. And listen to this. Cartridge-free printing. That's right. Epson has produced a refillable ink tank ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 8,500 pages. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. You save up to 80% on ink with low-cost replacement bottles. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer, high-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. Go cartridge-free for an unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 42 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Just over a year ago, the Bryan City Council approved an economic development agreement to turn a portion of the north downtown area into a $30 million complex of residential, commercial, and retail space. The council is holding a special meeting this afternoon to act to give the developer another 6 months to obtain building permits. Chris Lawrence of the Jordan Center notified the council that it took longer to obtain the financing for what he now says is a $28 million project. At about the same time as the Jordan Center project, federal legislation was signed creating another interstate highway in Texas. Last Friday, the state's Transportation Commission gave final approval to the first 25 miles of Interstate 14 from Coppers Cove to Belton. The route, which follows Highway 190, means at a time yet to be determined, Brazos County will have its first interstate. The TxDOT office in Austin tells WTAW News they are currently evaluating the next steps for the I-14 corridor, and there is no set timetable. Supporters with the Gulf Coast Strategic Highway Coalition say the purpose of I-14 is to improve access of three major Army installations, Fort Bliss, Fort Hood, and Fort Polk. Bryan police continue to investigate a crash Saturday during the midnight hour that killed a passenger and put the driver and two other passengers in the hospital. The backseat passenger who died was identified as 21-year-old Robert Lucas Collins of Bryan. No names were released of the 18-year-old male driver, who along with a 19-year-old female passenger were admitted to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A 22-year-old male passenger was admitted with serious injuries. On Saturday afternoon, he was listed in stable condition. The crash was on Traditions Drive at the east edge of the development near Harvey Mitchell Parkway. According to the BPD news release, a pickup was traveling westbound at a high rate of speed. When the driver lost control, the truck left the pavement and rolled. A Bryan man tells police he knew exactly why they wanted to talk with him.
According to the arrest report, 47-year-old Leroy Conaway Jr. saw a Facebook post about a woman being hit by a vehicle and killed. and that he put two and two together and realized he was the driver. Carnaway is charged with causing an accident involving death by leaving the scene without rendering aid to Geneva Serna. He told detectives he did not get out of his mother's truck to see what he had hit. Carnaway also told investigators he had drank three or four beers and three or four shots of liquor prior to the collision. Again, according to the arrest report, officers were able to tie blue paint and headlight fragments where the victim was hit to the truck Carnaway was driving. Carnaway is out of jail after posting a $30,000 bond. The collision took place before sunrise on January 14th on Highway 21 east of the freeway in the Castle Heights neighborhood. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
2 years after College Station police received a report of an employee theft from a local salon, there has been an arrest. 31-year-old Dina Gongora of Bryan is accused of taking $8,100 over an eight-month period. According to the arrest report, Gongora told the police detective and the business owner she needed the money to pay for child custody problems, so she added more hours than she actually worked. Gongora is out of jail after posting a $5,000 bond. 2,370 babies were born in College Station last year, and the top two boy names swapped places from 2015.
In the number one spot was Aiden, number two was Jackson, and number three, there was actually a three-way tie with Jacob, James, and Noah.
Yvette Delatorre, College Station's deputy local registrar, says the list of top girls' names completely changed, with Riley coming in first, Avery and Emma tying for second, and Olivia and Sophia tying for third. Nationally, in 2016, Jackson was the most popular boy's name, and Sophia was the most popular girl's name. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 42 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
This Valentine's Day, forget the night out. Transform your bedroom into a luxury suite with Boll & Branch sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our organic cotton sheets feel incredible, look great in your bedroom, and arrive beautifully packaged. Try them for 30 nights. If you're not impressed, send them back for a full refund. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com with promo code DREAM, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code DREAM.
Good morning, 8:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure, sunshine, temperatures on the mild side. That's the story for today. And all in all, a pretty nice late January day, 70 to 75 today. Clear through the overnight, 45 to 50. Tomorrow should be sunny and mild as well. Temperatures 70 to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy with lows anywhere from 50 to 55. Then we're partly sunny during Wednesday. Highs on Wednesday around 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So in watching the airport protests yesterday, they had a fresh faced little 19-year-old somebody or another doing the reports. And the anchor person asks what the tone of the protests were. And she said, well, they're very calm. They're very quiet. In fact, there are people who have brought their children with them. Some have even brought puppies. Okay.
Why?
puppies, because puppies are not violent. Yeah, so there. It's a friendly, fuzzy.
Protesting with puppies.
That's it. That may be a new thing. It may become a thing.
New
protesting
show.
Protesting with puppies.
Until PETA steps in.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Did you watch the Miss Universe pageant?
Nope.
No.
Well, a new Miss Universe has been crowned. Here we go. Steve Harvey making the correct announcement time.
Oh, good. Yeah.
The new Miss Universe is
Okay. Come on. Go.
Oh. Wow.
France!
And there you have
France.
Not Miss France,
no,
just France.
Just France. Well, it's good to see that France won something.
Yeah.
So, now, Chelsea, have you ever done that? Have you ever Googled French military victories?
So you're going to ask if I was ever a pageant girl.
No, it's good.
No, I have not.
Google French military victories and tell us what it says when you get done with that.
I've got to believe that he took so long to get to mention that. It's because he wanted to get it right.
Yeah. Well, he's double-checking, triple-checking.
Yeah.
Okay, what's it say?
I've got Napoleon.
Oh, okay.
And his French forces are victorious over the Austrians in Abensberg.
It used to be when you would type in French military victories, Google would say, did you mean French military defeats?
Oh.
Yeah, true story.
Because there's more of those.
Yeah, they really have.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
That's all right. Things have changed. That's okay. Not a problem.
It was offending people, Scott.
It probably was.
It was offending people, so they went in and they changed it.
All right, so cops in Youngstown, Ohio, say that the unidentified 33-year-old entered multiple homes on separate occasions and helped himself to what was in the kitchen. Allegedly brought his own food and then often just used the appliances to prepare it. Cops arrested him after one of the homeowners came home in the middle of the night, discovered her kitchen was a mess.
He didn't even clean up after himself?
Can you imagine?
Dude. That's what makes him a jerk.
And apparently he was taking a post-meal shower when she got home.
Gross.
Oh, wow.
So there. Okay.
You really just can't make this stuff up.
No, I don't think that is fake. Okay, now we'll go back to the teacher story that we were going to do until we'd gotten hijacked because I'd left the grocery story.
Oh, right. Okay.
Rachel Legions, remember her? She's the principal of PS 106 in Queens. Wanted her school to get a perfect review when the superintendent came to visit, so she decided to take all the disruptive kids out of class and put them somewhere where the superintendent would not see them. One staff member said, I don't know. This doesn't sound bad. I don't know. She said you could walk by any time of day and there would be two or three kids who were just wailing on each other. So the problem kids were allegedly put into a trailer, given laptops and other things to do to keep them busy, but mostly to keep them quiet. Some parents are saying that after the end of the school year, they're pulling their kids out because she didn't keep them safe.
Ooh.
Well, again, I think generally, if you go to your leadership, your administration in the school district, and you say, I've got these habitually bad kids right there, that one right there, and that one right there, they'll do something about it. I may be wrong, but I think they probably would, because they would like for all of the children to possibly get an education. Celine Dion, you know her?
I do.
Heard of her once or twice. Yeah.
Joining season 12 of NBC's. Tell him he can come in. He can come in.
Oh, I know. He just stepped in and he goes, oh, I didn't realize you were on air.
Oh, that's never stopped
him
plenty of times.
Exactly.
Going down to find somebody who's not talking so he can
talk,
tell stories. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Celine Dion will be joining season 12 of NBC's The Voice.
Really?
As an advisor to Gwen Stefani's team.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but I'm sure it's okay.
It is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Talking
yeah.
about Celine?
Yeah, we are.
Celine?
Oh, well, this is going to be Scott's big moment because there's nobody that Mr. DeLucia would rather see in concert than Celine Dion.
No,
this is true. This is a deep, dark secret of his that only an old chum such as myself would know.
Have you a big fan of My Heart Will Go On,
Scott? Listen, it's from my favorite movie, so I just can't hear it enough.
Yeah.
Have you ever listened all the way through to the dreaded Scott Isn't Here filler?
Oh, that's right.
Uh-oh. No.
Where is that now?
Do you have Scott Isn't Here?
I don't know that I
Scott
know
is gone. Scott is gone, I think, is the name of it.
Okay, let me see.
Do you have it?
I was told not to play it.
Uh-oh. You can play it anytime you want to.
I've never actually heard it.
I've just heard of it.
From time to time, back in the old days, Scott might wander down the hall and forget that the break was over. So we needed something to fill with.
I've worked here for over a decade. I've never even heard of
this. Yeah, it was legend for a while in the very beginning. And the reason was because you would not believe what this show used to be when it first started. I had stacks of cassette tapes. I mean, we built this show on 1.5 minute segments. I was crazy by the time this was over. But now we have more material and things are different. And there are other talk stations out there. But at that time, I mean, it was big city was where you got talk. You didn't usually get them in markets this size. But no, it's gone. You'll have to ask. Oh, you've got
nothing ever goes away.
We've still got KTSR sweepers in here.
They're in there somewhere.
Yeah. So did you hear the Oh Yeah story this morning?
Which one?
You didn't hear the Oh Yeah story. All right. Oh Yeah. First of all.
Oh yes. Okay.
You heard that story about the guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gonna try to get that deep.
Oh, I can. That's nothing.
Yeah.
I'd say that's pretty close.
It's pretty close.
Not bad.
All I can do is, only song I can sing is that one with Oom Papa Mau Mau.
Yeah. But the story was he took his money and he bought the railroad that goes up the Matterhorn and he is the majority owner of the company that prints the money in Sweden.
Bet he can't
Switzerland,
yodel.
Which is not bad. Yeah. Oh, wait, I had.
I bet he can't.
I think today is a yodel day.
Is it?
Yodel at your neighbors.
Ooh, I can't.
Today is yodel at your neighbors day.
You just skipped right over that one earlier.
I didn't realize. Well, it's that and croissant day, so there.
I love croissants.
Okay, yeah.
I stuck my head in your office in there. I'm sorry, I just didn't know you were a golfer. I'm sorry. That's all.
I don't know that she's the golfer so much as just being a fan of the reaction. Sorry? Mm.
Briarcrest, 13 and under, champion.
Get away!
Summer of sometime. Yeah. I don't remember the year.
That's great.
Summer League champ. I still have the trophy in my closet at home.
Okay. There was never a doubt the trophy was still around.
I ended my golf career on a high note. Let me tell you.
He said, that's enough.
Yep.
I can't top it. I'm done. That's it.
I broke 100 the first time I played golf on the first 9 holes.
There you
and
go.
Decided maybe something else is what I should focus
well,
on.
Well, of course, golf back in our day, Ben, part of
we had to dodge the dinosaurs just like on the Flintstones.
The Brontosaurus hazard?
Those clubs with wooden shafts, you know, and stuff like that. Yeah. No, the idea was golf then was a gentleman's game to get you away from the office and away from the telephone.
And your wives.
Yep. Yeah, that too. But now people take their telephone with them on the golf course.
True.
It's crazy.
Gary Blair has done an interview from the sand pit.
Nice.
Man.
What's Gary Blair doing in the sand pit? You would make it seem like he had, I can't believe that's a thing.
I know.
Just a sec. Got to take this shot.
No, that's a little fast.
That's it.
Just a sec. I got to take this shot.
Yeah, I was talking too fast. So you see movies over the weekend?
I did.
What'd you go see?
I did. I saw Patriots Day, and it's actually really, really, really good.
Okay.
Really, really, really good. Okay. All this time I've been putting it off because I was desperate for a movie.
Yeah.
And none of them looked like anything I wanted to see. We went to see Patriots Day.
Okay.
And even though I was in one of those leather recliners that they have over there at the movie theater now, I stayed awake on the edge of my seat.
Wow.
I slid off a couple of times.
Okay.
But I was on the edge of my seat.
Good for you. Okay. It was really good.
Yeah,
and the popcorn was good.
I over at Cinemark, they have the sugar popcorn, the kettle corn.
Oh, kettle
fancy.
So that's what I get.
All right, there you go. There's the movie report. And what's it called again?
Patriots Day.
Got it. All right, here we go.
Can you believe it's been 10 years? Yep, coming up on Friday night, it will be the 10th annual 50 Men Who Can Cook to benefit the College Station ISD Education Foundation. Teresa Benden is the director of the Education Foundation, and she talks about what the Education Foundation does.
We raise money to help support all of our local College Station ISD public schools, and we are providing opportunities, innovation, leading edge technology, some of those things that some of our tax dollars just cannot pay for right now.
And that's probably the first question that people ask about the Education Foundation. They say, hey, doesn't my tax dollar go to pay for that? Well, no, not for the special education that our kids need and deserve. Here's Teresa Bendon.
I like to say that we're the icing on the cake. The district provides the cake, and we put the toppings and the extra sprinkles and the nuts and cherries on top that really bring education to life.
So you want specifics? Okay, here's some examples of what a College Station ISD Education Foundation grant might request.
We get lots of applications for technology-based grants. There are so many exciting new things out there. We have a lot of iPads and laptops already in our classrooms, but there's some really neat software, things that go with those type of items for coding, manipulatives to be used with those technology. So it varies from, it could go from anything from a science grant for the high school all the way down to outdoor classrooms to outdoor gardens to ukuleles for our music program. I mean, it's the gamut.
And this past fall, the College Station ISD Education Foundation gave out its $1 millionth dollar in grants in the 18 years that it's been around. Now, the event is coming up on Friday night at the Expo Center, and it is called 50 Men Who Can Cook. It's really more than that. A lot of great food. Here's Teresa Bendon.
Well, 50 Men Who Can Cook has become one of the most popular, I think, well-attended local fundraisers here in our community. This is our 10th anniversary year, so we are really psyched up to really make it extra special. We had over 2,000 people attend last year, and so we are planning to do some really fun things this year. Of course, you can always sponsor the event as a business or as an individual. You can sponsor, and you'll get tickets and recognition for all of those things. All the money that is raised goes toward the missions that we do represent, which is our teaching grants, our scholarships for graduating seniors, and our Success 24/7 website that we support as well. So anything that you do to help that event, and it will go back into the schools to support innovation.
It's called 50 Men Who Can Cook, and some of these guys can really cook. Here's Teresa Bendon.
It's casual. You come as you are. It's not super expensive. I mean, obviously, it's an amount, but the beauty of it is you get in, and it's all-inclusive. You get all the drink and food you can eat and enjoy, and we've got a silent auction. We're going to have a new grab bag this year that's something new that we're going to try. We've got, of course, Rick Hill is our DJ every year, and we've got some great cooks lined up and some great, fun, exciting themes that they're going to be bringing this year. So we are really looking forward to it.
It's 50 Men Who Can Cook. It's coming up Friday night from 6:30 to 9:30 at the Brazos County Expo Center. And for more information, you can go to givetokids.csisd.org. It'll be a fun time benefiting a great organization. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Is this the year you become a homeowner?
Cherry Rufino's free home buyer seminars are back. Come hear all the ins and outs of the process. We'll guide you every step of the way. Join us the first Tuesday of every month at 6:30 at the corner of University and Texas at the Coldwell Banker Agtown Building. For more information, go to cherryrufino.com. Seating is limited. To make reservations, go to cherryrufino.com.
That's the first Tuesday of every month at 6:30. Hope to see you there.
We're sorry, but Scott is not in the control room at this time. Please stand by as we scream down the hall until we find where he went. Thank you for waiting. Your listening is very important to us. Soon we'll find Scott and return him to the control room. Your listening is important to us, but apparently not important enough for Scott to actually be in the control room at this time. Please stand by. We're looking for Scott right now. He'll be back in the control room soon. Thank you for waiting. Perhaps Scott has fallen and can't get up.
Scott.
Perhaps he's forgotten it's not 9:01 yet. Perhaps the new Celine Dion album has been released. We're working hard to get him back to the control room soon.
Yeah. Scott,
we think Scott will be back in the control room soon. Although by now it's too late for soon. We're looking, you're waiting. Please stand by. Like, what else are you going to do? The transmitter's on, but no one's home. If you see Scott, please tell him we're looking for him. And thank you for your patience.
So there you go.
Pretty much it.
Yeah, there's still like a minute and a half left.
Well, we had sometimes it took a while.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes they couldn't find me. Yeah, anyhow. So that was I don't know. Is the show when that was created?
Let's see. Yeah. Maybe not.
Nah, probably not. No, anyway, it was good stuff.
It
Hello.
Was some time ago.
Hey, thanks for two great memories. Not only that sound, but also that movie that came from Atari was one of the all-time greats.
That's it. It's a Baby Elephant Walk, Henry Mancini's music right there. Okay. That's what we're here for, just to dredge up those old memories. That's what we do.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. The IRS is making decisions for you. If you are getting a tax credit, refunds won't be dispersed until February 15th. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep, motorized.
Okay, well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly, and I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
There you go. So there, you never heard that.
Never had heard that in the 10 years over plus that I've worked here.
And that's when Sokol was working here, and he just loved it. He just 3 seconds of dead air, and boom, he was into it. He was into it. That was his deal. All right. Okay, you want your kid to be smarter than all those other kids in class, don't you?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I got one word for you. Kale. Well,
yeah.
See?
I met someone named Kale this weekend.
Do what?
Really?
Yep. I'm not sure if it was K-A-L-E or C-A-L-E.
First name?
Yes.
Okay. Because J.J. Kale was a songwriter.
No, this was first name. Okay. Hi, I'm Kale. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. There you are. Did you ask?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, because, you know, if it was for another reason, it could have been a family name, whatever.
Right.
But if you want your child to perform well in school, the difference is iron. Foods that have a lot of iron. And kale happens to be one of them. But so is spinach. Okay, if you like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, red meat. But you're not supposed to eat red meat anymore because what?
It's offensive.
Yeah, of course. Anyway. Oh, you could add a little exercise on top of it, too.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yep.
Maybe let them go play outside every once in a while.
Think so?
If eating red meat is offensive, I don't want to be PC.
I hear you right. Well, and make a fist. See if they can make a fist every once in a while. A team of U.S. researchers analyzed 105 young female students who had an average grade point average of about 3.68. They wanted to assess the impact of adding both exercise and iron on somebody's potential grades. The result were that the grade point averages average up 0.34%. So that's almost a 10% increase, which is not bad.
Yeah.
But then you put exercise in there, and it really makes a significant impact. So
maybe you should just name your kid Kale.
That's the next best thing.
And then, you don't even worry about eating it.
And then your children hang out with him.
Right.
And so it'd be like kale to the second degree or something
like
that.
I mean, this guy that I met this weekend seemed very intelligent. Okay. So, yeah, there you go.
Could well be. All right. Got it. Just letting you know. Kale. I'm sorry, I can't eat kale. I don't care what you do to it, I can't eat kale. It's just, it tastes like something broke off in your mouth. And it wasn't for us to eat. By the way, NBC dumping the third hour of the Today Show so that Megyn Kelly can get her hour. We knew it. Oh, sorry. Knew
yeah,
it had to come.
There we go.
There we go.
Knew it had. Y'all are yelling and screaming.
Same thing. It's fine.
Knew it had to come from someplace. They had to find an hour for her, so that's where it will be.
Ooh, I wonder how Matt and Savannah feel about that.
Yeah, well, then Matt was already angry.
Or
Matt
was angry. Or is the third hour when Hoda and Kathy leave?
When they would go in and drink. That's right, when they would go in and drink. So that won't be happening.
Uh-oh.
So I'm sorry, but nonetheless. All right, let's see. On TV tonight. Timeless, is that right?
Yeah, it
Timeless
be.
Is on tonight.
All right.
I don't know what the episode is.
I'm not
about.
Sure where they're going.
You don't care, right? You're going to watch no matter what?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then Celebrity Apprentice, get another one of those. Once again, it's not as fun since the guy with the big hair is gone, but nonetheless.
But what are you going to do?
That's right. You do the best of what you can. And residents in England raising thousands of dollars to honor a dead cat. Locals in the town of Stanley have launched a crowdsourcing fundraiser to build a statue to Brutus the cat.
Brutus.
Who became a local celebrity after spending hours hanging out with the local Morrison supermarket staff.
Aww.
Claire Owen started the campaign. He had gorgeous, fluffy face and strutted about like he owned the place. Well, cats do that any place.
Yeah,
why do they need a statue for that? All right, we're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station Drive.